every night, pretty much, I've gone over every dance. I write my steps down. I write my counts down. So I'm someone that has to just constantly be going over it in my head.
So this will be the kick line routine. You'll perform this at the workshop on Thursday and then again at finals.
No matter if it's the kick line, if it's the open calls dance, I just have to go over it constantly just to keep it going in my brain.
Bring that right to the left. Bounce it. 5, 6, switch legs. 7, and 8.
Learning routines is difficult. Catching up on choreography and learning it in that moment and then having the expectation to perform it a short while later is a skill that is an undervalued skill, and it takes years and years to perfect.
What we're really looking for on the sidelines is someone that's just going to radiate personality and fun.
That's the moment where you see people really excel and rise to the occasion, or people that are just crumbling.
Two by two, we went and did each dance. Tara was sitting in the seats along with a panel of 3 judges.
The dancing portion is always my favorite. That's what we all have in common. That's the one common language we all speak.
And that was it. We really had one shot, so the pressure was on that night for sure. All the dances are pretty difficult. They're all fast. They all have a different kind of style and feel to them. The kick line, it really is about timing. The open call dance is a little bit more about showing off technique. The final dance that we learned, that one's just a little bit more fun, a little bit more about your personality.
I noticed Emily at our prep classes. She stood out to me. She's got a beautiful technique. You're just drawn to her.
It's hard because even when you feel like you've done your best, you don't really know what they're looking for. You don't know what they like.
She was here last year.
Yes. Yeah.
She's gotten way better.
Way
to
better.
Me. She's cleaned up her lines.
It's a bit heartbreaking because I know they're all talented or they wouldn't be there. But it really comes down to that performing in the moment. We need them to learn. We need them to execute.
Of course, I would love to make the team. That would be what happened in a perfect world. I would love to just be out there dancing and cheering and supporting the Bucks. It's just kind of that unknown that makes it that much more scary.
Welcome to finals.
In a situation of do or die, there's like a level of nerves that come out.
We have to grow every single year in order to truly hit our purpose of being the best team in the NFL.
You have that moment where you're like, oh, I don't have to prove any more of myself, but did I do enough? Will I be on this team?